We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday after a three-day holiday weekend. Hopefully everybody had a healthy, happy, safe, fun, relaxing weekend. I know that I did. I know not everybody did, but I know that I did. Good morning to you, Randy.
Hey, what's happening, man? Yes. It was a great 3 days of just sit back, chilling, and just... Chilling and grilling and swimming and drinking and cigars and all that good stuff. The things that make my life worth living for. But other than that, man, I'm good. I'm glad y'all had a good weekend. I know the in-laws came in town and y'all, I saw the pictures of your wife. She's just so, just glowing. She has this glow about it, that smile. I just love to watch her smile. And she got a chance to see her parents, which is always fun.
Yeah, it was. It was great. I mean, obviously, we live in the middle of these very weird times. Everybody's dealing with it. And, you know, being able to occasionally see the people that you love is a luxury right now. I don't know. Maybe it makes you appreciate it a little bit more. I know that we definitely did over the weekend, having a chance to get people to come into town. And it's still weird to have family come and have to socially distance from them, like in your own house, not
oh,
other people.
Did?
And well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows? I don't know where these people have been, even though I love them. You know, I don't know. I don't know what exactly is going on. So yeah, we've kind of stayed away from each other a little bit. They don't know where I've been. I don't, you know. So, yeah. Or even to have to think about that. You know, like when someone comes to your house and walks up onto your front porch, and they're your brother-in-law, and you love them, and the first thing you want to do because you haven't seen them in 4 months is give them a big bear hug. But you have that weird mental block of, am I allowed to do that?
Right.
Is it okay to do this? And then whether you do it anyway or whatever. But like, it's just weird to have that thought process, which is a byproduct of the world that we live in right now. World that we're trying to bring sports back in right now, which is very complicated as well, obviously.
But I mean, the most important thing this weekend, Andy, is I got to see you. I got to see my partner, and I got to see Brian, and I got to see Jarvis, got to go out there, play some golf, had a good time. And yeah, the hair situation, did anything happen to it?
What hair? Oh, my hair situation?
Yeah.
It's a little bit longer probably than it was.
Oh,
I thought you were gonna let
Julie cut it.
Well, there were talks. there were a number of different talks. And you're right. That was one of the best parts of the entire weekend. It was really cool to get out there on Friday morning and play some golf with Brian and Jarvis and you. That also, by the way, is exactly what I'm talking about, because in normal times, there would never be a normal time right now where I wouldn't have seen you for 3.5 months. But in normal times, if I wouldn't have seen you for 3.5 months, you know what I would have done? I would have given you a big bro hug. I would have.
I wanted to
hug you. And you know what I did? I gave you a weird, like, arm
elbow
length
bump.
elbow bump knuckles from a golf cart, and you were on your golf cart. But no, it was great to see you. I know people doubted that you would make it. There was never any doubt in my mind that Randy McMichael would show up for the back nine. And as for the bird's nest that's growing on my head, I wanted to let my mother-in-law give me a buzz cut. She gives one haircut, and it's that nice, tight, like a three on top and faded into a one on the sides buzz cut. My wife's not fond of that look. So what Ashley did was look on YouTube to find a video on how to cut hair, because you can find anything on YouTube. And she studied a couple videos, and we haven't done it yet. We were going to do it last night. We might do it this afternoon, because the bottom line is this: my hair situation is out of control. Like, it's gotten to the point where it's embarrassing to go places. And one of the best parts of the weekend, because you posted a picture of us on the golf course, Randy. One of the best parts of the weekend was Saturday night sitting in the living room and my mother-in-law reading the comments from that picture that you posted, reading the comments from our lovely listeners who are not only just wonderful people, but could also be comedy writers, just absolutely destroying me. Like, it was mean tweets edition, but with my mother-in-law reading it in my living room. And it was, it was so funny. Somebody said I look like Gary Busey's, like, drunk love child. That's pretty bad. Yeah. A lot of people said I look homeless. One guy said I look like homeless Jim Carrey, which was pretty funny.
So funny.
Yeah. So the mean tweets from the listeners read to me by my mother-in-law over the weekend was one of the highlights as well. But now you're right. My hair is bad. It's bad.
I didn't say it was bad.
Situation.
I just said, like,
no, it's bad.
Because when we were riding up on each other, because you were coming, it was just impeccable timing that I got right to the golf course and got my golf cart and everything right as soon as we got to the back nine. So y'all are coming up there. I'm like, and I'm seeing somebody drive over towards me, and I just see hair flare. I'm like, who the hell is that? Oh, that's Andy. For a minute it took. I'm like, who the hell is that flying over here? And then hair is all fuzzy. It's like, oh, that's Andy. Oh, okay. But yeah, it was good to see you. A lot of fun out there, man. I have to do it again. Of course, I won't get there till whole 10. If y'all are talking about 10 off again at 8 o'clock, it's not gonna happen. But yeah, it was a good time. Good to see y'all.
The best part was everybody kept saying I looked drunk. Like, the picture of me was like, oh, man, Andy looks like he had a rough front nine. Like, no, I haven't had a drink in 7 months. All I was drinking was water and Powerade, and I was playing pretty good, too. I was in a very happy mood, actually.
Yeah, I was in a good mood. You know me. But it's the haircut. I show up in a good mood. I was in a good mood from the beginning. I got to see y'all. Other than the fact I forgot my damn golf shoes, so I had to play in my flip-flops. But that's all right. I still played okay.
Played fine. You got off the tee good. I don't know that you actually putted. Did you hit any putts? I think I putted twice. Okay.
Yeah.
I respect the Randy McMichael approach to a casual golf outing so much. Like, the drinking is taken care of. The cigar smoking is taken care of. We had music going, so that was good. You'll hit a drive. If you hit a good one, you're happy about it. You might go find it and hit a second shot. If you don't hit a second shot you like, probably just kind of leave the ball wherever it went. on a par three, there's a pretty decent chance you'll hit a drive that you like enough to get it on the green and maybe putt. But maybe not. And the blood pressure never rises, which I appreciate. Like, you're out there just as cool as a cucumber the entire time, which...
Yes, and you're frustrated mode because you kept losing your drive. And I've been knowing you long enough. I know the Andy frustration face. And the Andy frustration face was on for probably 13, 18. It was just, I was like...
No. You got to give me more credit than that, because I have a bad history of getting overly frustrated when playing or in other times, Sports Jeopardy. You name it. There's moments in my life where I get, the rage comes out. I hit a couple really good drives right down the middle of the fairway that I guess were blind shots. And I don't know what happened to the ball. The group in front of us took it. Maybe it wasn't as good of a shot. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But that happened a couple of times, and I got frustrated. And I tried to take my aggression out on a really long approach shot on a par five, and I hit it into the woods. And I did. I got mad. I didn't throw my club, but I dropped it with a little force. It's been worse at other times in my life. But here's what happened. I gathered myself. I took a deep breath, and I made a birdie on the next hole. The frustration went away. Like, it went away just like that. I flushed. You have what you thought you saw as frustration on Friday was nothing compared to what the tantrums I used to throw. I'm growing. I'm going to be a father soon, Randy. I've got to be an example for someone.
Yes, we need you. We don't need Miss Lily to to be a powder like her dad. That's the easiest way to say. We don't need her powder.
Be a better sport than me. She needs to be better than me. By the way, she's the size of a box of Eggo waffles today.
Sweet.
That's how big she is, according to the baby app that I have on my phone. The size of a box of Eggo waffles. All right. It was also a really big weekend in the local sports world. It was an eventful weekend in the local sports world. Some bad news. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I appreciate everybody reaching out to me late Saturday night. And like the first thought was, oh my God, Felix Hernandez isn't playing. How's Andy doing? I appreciate that thought process from all of our listeners. I had so many people reach out to me. Thank you very much. I'll be real. I'm bummed out, man. I wanted to see Felix play for the Braves. I did. And is this the last Felix 15 we get to do?
Yes.
I'm sad. Like I thought he was going to be a part of the team. He had a nice spring training. We still don't know exactly why he made the decision that he made. We haven't gotten a statement from him. Hopefully, we get one at some point. But if it comes down to health and safety, all right, I think we could go a little longer on Felix. This is not going to play, and this is it. I would assume, came down to the health protocols. Maybe Freddie Freeman testing positive had an impact on him, but he's got two young kids. He can still come back next year if he wants to. And I don't know if this is true or not, but if I was in Felix Hernandez's situation with two young kids and $200 million in the bank, the risk-reward for, you know, the salary that he's going to get this year, I could take a year off. I could take a year off and hang out and make sure that my family's as safe as possible. But it's a bummer. It's a bummer that he's not going to be on the team. And it's a little bit of a hit to the depth in the starting rotation as well. I mean, I don't know that it has a huge impact on the Braves' outlook this year. I still think they've got a great chance to win. But I was very sad to see that news on Saturday night.
Yeah, I know you were. And it was because when I saw your text, I was like, huh? He's leaving. But then, like you said, we don't know why. And a lot of times we don't know why all these players opt out. You saw David Price decide to opt out. You know, I think the best player in baseball, I still don't think Mike Trout knows which way he's leaning right now. I still think that Mike is up in the air if he wants to go down there or not. And now you're seeing all these positive tests, especially, you know, right here at home with one of our favorites and the city's favorite and Freddie Freeman getting sick. And so, I mean, there's going to be decisions, man. I said it last week, though. I don't think there's going to be enough players not going to alter the league's plans of playing, but if enough people get sick, that could alter it. You know, that might put you in a predicament if you these sports leagues to be like, okay, maybe we got to react. Because Andy, I was thinking about this morning when I was up thinking about sports coming back and everything. I always enjoyed it. Mike Conte's tweet 4 days of the United plays. I'll always enjoy reading those things in the morning. The closer they're getting, the more worried I am, and I'm talking about sports. The closer the closer we're getting to actually having these guys, you know, go back on their fields or courts or whatever, the more nervous I'm getting about it. I don't know why. I don't know why I am. You know, as far as like, okay, this is what we've been waiting on 3.5 months, man. We've been watching damn horse tournaments and driveways and all this stuff, and now we're at a point where we're actually about to get sports, we think. And I don't know why. I'm just so nervous about it. I'm so nervous.
I don't know why. Because it seems difficult. I mean, not seems difficult. It is difficult because when you see over and over and over different stories that we've seen over the last couple of days, it almost seems unlikely. You know, some of this stuff, like what happened just this morning with the Washington Nationals canceling their workouts because they haven't got their coronavirus test results back from Friday. From Friday, it's Monday. Is bad. And then their general manager saying this, without accurate and timely testing, it's simply not safe for us to continue with summer camp. Major League Baseball needs to work quickly to resolve issues with their process and their lab. Like, the only way this works, and again, just so we're clear about this, it's a bad idea. Like, playing in the middle of this is a bad idea and it's dangerous. I think they can do it and they can make it, like, safer, but it's not safe. The only way to do it is for the testing to be so rapid and so good and so constant that you can at least identify who has it and isolate them. If this testing protocol doesn't work, then what are we doing?
What you got?
Anyway, and I'm with you. I'm nervous about it too. I hope it happens. I really do. I really want to see sports, and I want to see them as safe as possible. Stories like that don't make you optimistic. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick off the show. A lot went down over the weekend. We'll get back to Freddie Freeman as well. Right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, radio.com app.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. With over 200 fully stocked trucks ready to help, Reliable Heating and Air offers next day installation, or we pay a $500 installation guarantee. Call for details.
We have had players test positive for COVID. We have two players that are asymptomatic. They aren't at the workouts because they tested positive. That's Will Smith and Tukey Toussaint. We had two other players that tested positive that are showing symptoms. Pete Kosma is in the Gwinnett group. He did have the fever and wasn't feeling too good. But he's said this morning that he's feeling better. Again, you know, there's protocol that you go through before we can get him on the field. And the last one's Freddie Freeman. Freddie tested positive for the COVID. He has run in the fever. I talked to him this morning. He's still not feeling great. I mean, so it'll be a while before we can get him back.
That's the voice of Braves manager Brian Snitker over the weekend, talking about the biggest news of the weekend, which is a handful of Atlanta Braves players tested positive for COVID. Not surprisingly, I mean, that's what the testing is for, is to identify guys that have the virus and keep them away from one another as to try to not spread the virus. I guess it came as a big wake-up call for a lot of people that Freddie Freeman is one of the names that got it, and that Freddie Freeman is dealing with symptoms. Again, I don't know why that would be a wake-up call. Like, over 100,000 people have died, and lots of people have gotten sick, and lots of people have shown symptoms. But if this is what it took for you to wake up about COVID, I guess good. It's just such a weird place to be, Randy, where it sort of shifts from, okay, Freddie Freeman has coronavirus. He's showing symptoms. He's sick. Like, he's at home sick. His wife posted something on Instagram talking about how sick he is. And then it's like, well, it's all right. We got Adam Duvall. It's like, wait, no. Like, pump the brakes. Freddie Freeman's really sick. He didn't twist his ankle. Like, Freddie Freeman did. It's not a broken hand because he got hit by a pitch. Like, it's a weird place to be. It's a really, really weird place to be talking about sports with people that are dealing with this very serious thing and then having to try to talk about it as if it's some sort of injury. Like, I just hope Freddie Freeman's all right.
I think a lot of people hope it's all right. And the one thing that when we talk about athletes and what's going on in the world right now, we've always looked at them as, you know, superhuman. Well, if he can get it, anybody can get it. No, blank. You know, I think that's what, well, now we got to take it serious because Freddie has it. I mean, what about the other people that ain't Freddie Freeman that had it? You didn't want to take it serious then. Now you want to take it serious because I don't know Freddie Freeman, but I think he's a great damn ball player. And a lot of people are big Freddie Freeman's fan. Don't know Freddie personally, but because Freddie got it, now it's like, okay, now I got to take it serious. This is some serious stuff that you're talking about. And when you look at, you know, the fact that it's not an injury, Andy, but they got to treat it like an injury because what if somebody gets sick during the season? I mean, you know what I mean? They got to treat it like it's an injury as far as next man up. But, I mean, as bad as that sounds coming from me, because you know how, I mean, he's sick. I mean, I'm that's why I said the more and more we get closer, the more worried I get in. Even though Ivy said this the last couple of weeks when we know the dates that sports were coming back, I kept on saying, well, it's expected for everybody to get sick. Some people are going to get sick. Some people are going to test positive for this thing. And every time they do, for some reason, it just takes me aback. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Right. Oh. I mean, absolutely. Because, again, and we've said this throughout the process, like, Rudy Gobert got sick and everything stopped. One guy got positive test and everything stopped. And then a bunch of other guys got it. And it was still early on in the process, I guess. But, like, that's how we felt about it 3.5 months ago, 4 months ago almost now. Now, I mean, it's every day. It's like, oh, this guy got sick, and this guy got sick, and this guy got sick. And it's like, all right, we don't know really anything more about it now than we did then. We don't have a cure for it. I mean, people bounce back from it most times, but you also have guys that get it that are great athletes like Von Miller, who says he's still dealing with the lingering effects. He still doesn't have the capacity to exercise the way that he did before he got it. So it's like, all right, so what does that mean? Like, what's that? We don't know what the long-term impact of that is. And again, I understand, like, time can't simply stand still. Like, we can't just stop everything and not keep moving. But it seems like a disproportionate acceptance given how little we still know about it. You know, and obviously it was a disproportionate reaction over the last month plus because, well, we're just right back in the same place we were in April because of how people have been dealing with it over the last month or so. It's just, it's really scary because I guess Freddie Freeman getting it and having symptoms is enough for people to take it seriously. But, I mean, we're also flirting with a really bad story, too. And I'm not saying this is going to happen to Freddie, but, like, I mean, you had a student at Penn State who was 21 years old over the weekend die from coronavirus. Like, it's not impossible that young people, healthy people, fit people can get this disease and not recover from it. And, I mean, okay, so if that happens in professional sports, then is that when they say, okay, we can't do this? But then someone died because of it, you know? Like, I mean, a lot of people have already died because of it, but unnecessarily because of it. Like, I don't know. It's a really complicated way to feel about it because I want sports back as bad as anybody does. But you can't minimize the importance of like, these athletes' lives. And then when Felix Hernandez and David Price and these guys opt out, you got people mad at them.
That's the thing that when we were talking about it last week with Avery Brown, like, damn, y'all are that mad at that man because this man wants to take care of his family. I mean, get a grip, really, get a grip. I mean, but you know, and as bad as it is, I mean, it all boils down to the dollar bill, the almighty dollar. You know, these leagues want to find a way to make some kind of profit off of something that you know. That nobody ever anticipated. I mean, we a few months ago we were talking about hell. The NBA had something in their CBA. I bet they just thought they were just taking up some space on a piece of paper. You know about the pandemic clause. I mean, nobody's ever expected this. And right now, you're at a point where you see other countries coming back. You see the Bundesliga. You see Premier League. You see all these leagues coming back. And you're seeing these players they're getting tested, but they're not coming back with positive tests. So it seems like whatever plan they had was working. What the hell are we doing over here? Like, it's like, okay, I'm tired. It's 3 months. Okay, I've been in the house long enough. Let me get out here and let me go do my thing. And it's like the fatigue part of having, you know, the fatigue of Corona is coming out more and more and more and more. You see the picture, like, damn, homie. Like, it's four, like, you see the parties and they're like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? Do y'all not know? But, I mean, that's the thing, Andy. People don't like to be told what to do. We know that. We want to do things our own way because this is the way we see fit for it to be done. You know me. I'm stubborn as hell. I'm one of the most stubborn people you'll ever meet. I want to do things my way, and you know I hate when people tell me what the hell to do. But even I didn't change. I'm like, okay, man, you know, all right, this is going to help. Because, I mean, so many athletes are coming out now. I can't think of his name. I just saw the clip. The baseball player who was at the podium was like, it's a privilege to watch these games now. And we are not going through the protocols for all of us to be safe. Mm-hmm. What was his daggone name?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know.
I can't. What was his name? I get it. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's going to be a very interesting, like, sociological study years from now. We look back and it's like, huh, why did we handle it this way? And struggle so much, whereas it's all weird. It's all really, really weird. I guess everybody's just kind of flying by the seat of their pants and trying to do it the right way. Here's Tony Clark, the president of the Players Association, talking about what the last months have been like for him.
We're still a little ways away, guys. His eyes were opened. I think it was a bit of a wake up call these last couple of months with the challenges that we needed to work through. But we'll see how those negotiations go here moving forward.
Oh, yeah. The relationship is really bad between baseball and the Players Association still. I don't know that anyone's eyes were opened up to that. Maybe I guess more people publicly were than knew about it because you weren't thinking about it. But yeah, that's going to be ugly next offseason as well. Here's Frank Vogel talking about how there's still some people that aren't going to Orlando.
It's fairly miserable trying to, you know, place a value on everybody's contributions. There are several members of our staff that we're not going to be able to bring into the bubble that, quite frankly, we need in the bubble. But, you know, the environment just doesn't allow us to do that. And, you know, that's just part of the, you know, the pandemic life and the situation we're in. But, you know, it was a miserable experience trying to measure all those things and trying to figure that out.
Yeah, it's also not like Frank Vogel's. It's not in his job description to know how to figure all that stuff out either. That's another weird part about
coach.
This time.
He's a coach.
It's like, this is a guy who knows how to run pick and rolls, you know, like has a pretty good history of unifying locker rooms. Like, now he's expected to navigate the waters of a pandemic. Like, those things, just because you're talented in one way doesn't necessarily mean you're talented in another. Frank Vogel, obviously the head coach of the Lakers, a team that has a chance to win a championship when things, if things get going in Orlando. We also saw another team this morning shut down their practice facility, Randy. Yep. Another NBA team shut down their practice facility because of positive tests. So 7 of the 22 teams that are headed to Orlando. One-third of the teams that are headed to Orlando since players have reported to their home cities have had enough positive tests where they've had to shut down their facilities.
Yeah. But what stupid is about this whole NBA thing? Now they're talking about the 8 teams that aren't in, about moving them to Chicago. For what?
I know.
I get it. You don't want them to be away, but hell, just do it at your – I mean, I just –
yeah, just let them play at their facility.
Yeah, I don't understand that part. His name, Sean Doolittle, was a pitcher. He said that sports are the reward of a functioning society. But, yeah, I'm just like, dog, I mean, why are y'all taking the people down there? We saw Milwaukee. They've decided they're not going to practice anymore until they get down there. I think you said the Sacramento Kings. I mean, it's going to be more and more.
Yeah, that was the team like today. It was the Kings today that shut down their facility.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then we just saw that the WNBA, they're going down. WNBA, this is 7 out of the 137 WNBA players were tested, 7 of them are tested positive. I mean, okay. I'm with you, Andy. I want them back so bad. I want sports back so bad. But, I mean, are we asking too much of these players just for our own satisfaction? Are we asking too much of them?
Yes.
I mean, I think we are.
the answer to that question is
But yes. When you look at it, I mean, if you're in their position, you look at it as like, this is my job. This is what I do. This is how I feed my family. And not everybody's going to go broke because of they're not going to be able to play their sport this year. But you're going to have a lot of guys that, you know, this is their livelihood, man.
Yeah, it's a weird time where there's actually a parallel between professional athletes and us, where normal people's jobs are continuing to go on as well. And if you want to feed your family, if you're lucky enough to still have your job, because a lot of people lost their jobs.
A lot of people don't, man. A lot of people don't have jobs, man.
If you're lucky enough to still have it and your world is still turning, you have to try to find a safe way to be a part of it. Yeah, no one is sitting here crying a river for athletes. They're most likely all going to be okay. It's just the question that you pose is it actually a good idea? And the answer is no. Now, hopefully they can make the best of a bad idea, and that's what they're faced with. We'll come back and get to Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal with Brian Gebhardt. Including why Wednesday is such an important date for college football. As we look ahead to the football season as well, you could get a pretty solid indicator of what college football is going to do on Wednesday. We'll tell you how coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The outbreak of the coronavirus has affected us all here in Atlanta, and it's made some changes in the sports world as well. As the stories continue to break, we're here to give you the latest. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday. Again, hopefully everybody had a nice, relaxing, enjoyable weekend. It was hot this weekend, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
It was hot on Friday. We got out there early on Friday and golfed, luckily, because it was hot Friday afternoon. Saturday, too.
It was warm. It was a long weekend, though. It was like Saturday it was scorching, but it was all good, though, man. I was just like, you know, you're just sitting there like, okay, I need to go outside and do some stuff. Okay, 1 o'clock, I get up and go do it. Okay, never mind.
You give yourself those time, in 20 minutes at 1 o'clock, I'm going to get up and do it. And then it's 1:05. You're like, well, I guess I better wait till 2.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till 2.
I don't want to go at 1:05. I'll wait till the top of the hour.
Then eventually, you know, she comes in there. Hey, man. Hey, go out there. Y'all go out there and start setting up. All right, man. 2 more minutes. Because my kids are always, when I'm telling them, you're going to go do some work. Okay, I can do it in 10 minutes. That's how I was. But I was like, I'll do it in 2 hours. I do it in 2 hours. Okay, it's 3:30. Let me see where the sun is right now. Oh, it's right above me. Now I'm going to go for, I'm going to chill out for a little bit. But yeah,
I had a thing yesterday. This doesn't happen very often, so I enjoyed it, where we had planned to make yesterday just try to chill as much as possible. We've been doing a lot of stuff at the house, trying to get stuff ready for people to come visit this weekend, and obviously get the back room ready for the baby and just everything. Trying to get everything ready as much as we possibly can before our lives change next month. And I got up yesterday, and Ashley's parents were still here, and we had breakfast, and then they took off. And it's probably about 10:45, and I said to Ashley, hey, you know, maybe I'll run to Home Depot and do this, that, and the other. And she was like, just don't do anything today. Just don't do any work today. How about don't do this? And I was like, Yeah. Okay. Great. I will absolutely do nothing today. And so golf nap happened, which was great. Watched a lot of golf yesterday. It was good. Didn't get a lot done yesterday, but sometimes you just need Sundays like that. So that was nice. Yeah, again, hopefully everybody had a relaxing weekend. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle coming up in about 15 minutes, top of the 11 o'clock hour. Lots going on in the world of football as well. We'll get to that at 11 and back into some of this Braves news at 11:20. Before we get there, though, let's see how Brian's weekend was.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Brought to you by the Yams Committee and all of its members. And shout out to Brian, by the way, Randy. He was the only one that never lost faith that Randy McMichael was going to join us for golf on Friday. He never wavered. He always thought you'd be there on the back nine.
Yeah, I mean, I told you I was going to be there, and I probably would have got there a little bit earlier, but I was bull jiving around. I was like, okay, let me go get some gas. Then let me go by the package store, give me some liquor. And it was crazy because I was just riding by, and the liquor store had just opened. So I go in, but I guess they weren't open. So I'm going in the liquor store with sunglasses, and my mask is black. So I got sunglasses, a black mask, and a hat on. Scared the hell out of that lady. She's like, "What are you doing here?" I was like, "Oh, y'all ain't open?" Is that not? And she's like, no. And plus, could you go around the other door? Scared the mess out the lady, man. It was so funny.
But just like, think about 6 months ago if you would have tried to walk into a liquor store like that.
Yeah.
Like the weird times we live in, man. Dude, that's the outfit you wear to rob a liquor store.
Yeah, scared the mess out that lady.
By the way, I've been there before. And no judgment is passed. But getting to the liquor store before it opens is a real indicator.
I've never been to that liquor store. It's over off of I can't even think of the name of the street. And I was like, okay, I got the beer already because I had the beer here. So I said, but I need some liquor. And I randomly just riding by there, it's like, oh, they're open because it was 9 o'clock. Because most liquor stores open at 9, so I'm like, oh, it's 9:05. So I'm pretty sure they're open. The doors are open, and so that's why I went in. And I wasn't the only one out there. It was like five people.
Uh-huh.
So don't try to judge me.
What are those other? No, I'm not judging you. I've been there. I've been lined up with the hobos at the liquor store when it opens too. I've been there before.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, man. Brian.
Don't judge me. Hey, what up, B?
I'm not judging you.
Hey, how are we doing, guys? What you mentioned just a minute ago is where I wanted to start. Big deal, small deal, no deal. As I predicted, Randy showing up right on time for the back nine. I was the only one who really thought you were coming, Randy. And I stuck with it the whole time.
I think it's a small deal, man. I was gonna come, man. I mean, but it took me all the way up to like getting up Friday morning. Like, man, I don't want to go. I ain't going, man. But I was there, man. I was there. I was in the house having fun, drinking, smoking, all that good stuff. And not taking it serious, you know, because I just, you know, I mean, as long as I come back with one sleeve, which I did, I came back with the one sleeve of balls. Like, I mean, and I told y'all before, I ain't going to no woods looking for no golf ball. I'm straight. I'm cool. I'm cool on that.
Here's the big deal. Randy shows up. He golfs with us just in Jordan flip-flops, which is just a power move. I realize it was because you forgot your golf shoes, but that doesn't matter. I think you should just golf in Jordan flip-flops every time. And then Randy steps up to the first tee on the back nine, the 10th hole, and there's a damn lake in front of us. And Randy pipes a drive. I mean, he just crushes it down the middle. No warm up, obviously. It's not like Randy went to the range before he came out and met up with us. Probably hadn't swung a golf club in months. And with flip flops on and a cigar in his mouth, just hits it just a smooth, I don't know, probably 220 right down the middle over the lake. It was just such a badass way to announce your entrance.
Yeah. And then my second shot, remember, I thought I sliced it into somebody's yard. And so I get me another ball. And I'm driving down, in the cart, driving down the I was like, hold on, here's my ball way up here. So my first hole, I was on one.
You were great.
That, I think what happened was is that the foursome in front of us, because they slowed down, it threw me off my groove.
That probably was it. Yeah. That was probably what it was. But no, it's a big deal. And like, biggest of all, I had seen Brian a couple times recently. It's still great. I still want to see Wendy. Haven't seen Wendy in almost 4 months. I'd love to see Wendy someday. Got to see Randy. It was awesome. Got to see Jarvis. It was great. Like, it's just fun to see your friends. So it was a big deal. It was really cool.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. The Ivy League to make a decision on what they're going to do with fall sports this Wednesday.
When we talked about this in our pre-show meeting, I was thinking it was a big deal. if you're, are you saying like it's going to indicate what like major college football might do? Because I don't think that their decision will have an impact at all on like the SEC and things like that. So I'm gonna say it's a small deal.
Yeah, and I understand where Brian's going with it because the Ivy League has kind of been right.
Yeah,
and not surprisingly, there's a lot of smart people over there about the decisions that they've made, and they've made them first. I don't think this is a direct parallel because of the money that's involved in the other conferences that isn't exactly involved in the Ivy League. Same thing with Morehouse. I respect Morehouse for the decision that they made, but I don't think Morehouse doing what they did to cancel fall sports indicates what Georgia is going to do per se, because Georgia has different decisions to make, and some of them are finite. Now, I do think that it may be an indicator of what the right decision would be. Like, if all of the Ivy League says it's not safe to play sports this fall, we're going to wait till the spring and see what it looks like.
Right.
I mean, I think that's, you know, that's kind of a look at, you know, what the decision would look like if you were only taking player safety into account. But we know that there's other factors when it comes to Power 5 college football. So I'm very interested to see what they do. And if the Ivy League on Wednesday announces that they're not going to play until the spring, I at least think that that gives Power 5 conferences something to think about, or FBS schools something to think about. But I don't think it's as much of an indicator as maybe the Ivy League canceling their basketball tournament was, even though we didn't realize it was at the time. I'm thankful that you and I, Randy, didn't react the way that some people did in saying, ah, see, the nerds are scared. We didn't say that. We said, oh, that's interesting. That. The Ivy League canceled their tournament. I wonder, huh. And then everyone canceled their tournament like 4 days later. I don't think this is exactly the same thing, but we'll see what they do. See what they do on Wednesday. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Cam Newton said something that has people worked up, which is not new. But there's a lot of other NFL news from the weekend as well. Interesting weekend in the NFL. Times are changing. We'll talk about how coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.